Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six relatively unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from Joe Harnell, Bobby Darin, The Four Tops, Michael Denton, The Velvettes, Bonnie Pointer, Arthur Adams, The Supremes, and The Commodores. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature six relatively unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s.
A little light. Let happy be where sadness was till
to Motown Memory with Tom Fallon.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day.
Walk away, and then you won't see me follow you back home.
Motown memory from the Four Tops. That was Walk Away Renee, and they reached number 14 in the U.S. pop charts and number 15 in the rhythm and blues charts of 1968. Before that, Bobby Darin with a song called Happy, which was the love theme from the movie Lady Sings the Blues starring Diana Ross, and that reached number 67 in the pop charts and number 32 in the adult contemporary charts of 1972. And we started this hour with Joe Harnell, who was the music director for the United States television show called The Mike Douglas Show, and that was Stevie Wonder's hit, My Sharia Moore. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six different unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s. Well, coming up, an artist who briefly appeared on the Motown record label, Arthur Adams. Well, Arthur Adams was born December 25, 1943, and he's an American blues musician from Mendon, Tennessee. He was inspired by B.B. King and other 1950 artists. He played gospel music before attending college. Well, he moved to Los Angeles, and during the 1960s and 1970s, he released solo albums and worked as a session musician. The move to Los Angeles was lucrative for Adams, who not only made a name for himself in the clubs, but he also became a prolific studio musician, contributing to movies and soundtracks. He played on hundreds of sessions with artists ranging from Lou Rawls to Henry Mancini. In 1967, he performed music on the television movie called The Outsider, which starred Garen McLeod, and he then recorded a blues track called She Drives Me Out of My Way. In addition to Lou Rawls and Henry Mancini, he played on recordings from the Jackson 5, Willie Hutch, Sonny Bono, Nancy Wilson, Kim Weston, and The Ballads. Well, here is Arthur Adams with My Baby's Love right here on Motown.
I can go all night without sleeping. I can go all day without eating. I can go a whole week without drinking. I can go a whole month without thinking. But I can't go very long without my baby's love. I tried to get away from my baby, but that woman drives me crazy. But I couldn't do without her good loving. I had to get back to her in a hurry. Well, I can't go very long without my baby love.
Yeah.
Funny pointed with Heaven Must Have Sent You, and they reached number 11 in the U.S. pop charts and number 52 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1979, before that the Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist, with He Was Really Saying Something, and they reached number 64 in the pop charts and number 21 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. And we started with another unknown Motown artist from the early 1970s, Arthur Adams, with My Baby's Love, recording released in 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, this hour featuring six unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s. Well, so far we've heard from two unknown Motown artists, so here comes the third with Michael Denton in Just Another Morning right here on Motown Memories.
Here comes the sun from the sky.
Yeah.
Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Commodores with Night Shift, and they reached number 3 in the pop charts and number 1 in the blues charts from 1984. Before that, the Supremes, of course, featuring Diana Ross with Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart, number 7 from 1966. And we started with Michael Denton, Just Another Morning, recording released in 1970. For this half hour, we've featured three virtually unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s. Coming up after the break, during the next half hour, we'll hear from another three unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s. So keep it right here on Motown Man.